baby, just in case I'm wrong. Turn on your record player, listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight, baby, baby, I'm gone.
Why is your brother afraid of you?
Because I hurt him so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Allie on Sauerkraut, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, I'm here with my friend, Craig.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Is this the right mic?
Yeah, that is the right mic. It is the perfect mic. What is the most crazy thing that's happened to you within the past 5 to 6 minutes?
5 to 6 minutes?
Or 10 to 15 minutes.
Interesting question.
You have to face the mic.
Yeah, okay, yeah, sorry. It's been a while.
He has a show, he just doesn't go to his show.
That's like a really, that's a really hard question. Like, what, can you answer it first?
Yeah, my friend, bought one of those sponges that when you put it in water for a long time, it grows to be really big.
Uh-huh.
And it's a sponge of a crab, and she just sent me a photo of this giant crab compared to her hand, and it started out maybe an inch big, and now it's bigger than her hand significantly.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that pretty crazy?
That's really interesting. Do you have a photo?
I do, but there's no point to have photos on radio.
That is
true. I can paint a picture with my words, though, which I think is just as important. It's an orange crab, and there's airbrush marks on it, and there's her hand with a ring on it next to it, and the crab is maybe twice the width of her hand, and she has, I don't know off the top of my head, but I would assume fairly normal-sized hands.
Yeah.
And the crab is as long as her hand and twice the width. Also, this crab was bought at a Stop and Shop across the street from Roadrunner, the venue, before we went to a Smile concert, which is basically a Radiohead concert. So this inflatable, this waterlogged crab has been to a Smile concert, which is more than a lot of people can say. It has history. It has a story. And it's orange. I don't know if I said that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
For me, probably, I ran into my my freshman year roommate on the way over here.
Oh, so crazy.
So it was nice to see him for 10 seconds before
Running here.
Moved on, yeah.
How often do you run into him?
Probably like, I don't know, every other week or so.
Wow, that's honestly, pretty good track rate, I would say.
Yeah.
I feel like I see the same 10 people every day.
Yeah, we were on the same intramural soccer team this semester, so it was fun.
I see.
Yeah, I forgot how fun like sports are.
Oh
like,
my god, I been, like, did not forget how not fun sports are, but...
You weren't a big PE fan.
No, actually, I played like 3 sports in high school. I just am very anti-sports.
Like, why?
I don't know. I think that when you do sports in LA, it's different because I've gotten heat stroke like multiple times.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it's the very fibers of my being are against like running around in the sun. Yeah.
What sports did you play?
I played field hockey for maybe a little more than 4 years and I swam for 6 years. And I had to do track and field like it was required for a bit, which is bad because that's how you get heat stroke in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Anyways, that last song we played was Child of Rage by Winotrix Point Never, and this next song is I'm Ready for Dancing by Ronald Longestrot. I can't pronounce his last name, but please enjoy the song. Thank you.
got mad and both decided to lock the door, throw away the key. I drove off to Santa Barbara. She kept on at acting school. Driving in my yellow sports car, I would never play the fool. Made it to the other freeway and stopped to get some gasoline. I had not been so downhearted. After looking around the corner of the place, over letters M-E-N, a note was pinned up to my face. It said, I still love you. Wish there was some way to show you I'm thinking of you. And I can't pretend that I don't know.
It is us again, and whoa, it's talking time. So the songs that just played were, I mean, obviously I'm Ready for Dancing played a little bit ago, then that was Jacqueline by the Daruti Column, and I Still Love You by Arthur Russell, which I'm almost positive I played last week because it was the only song I was listening to for a really long time. Including over Thanksgiving break, it was the only song I was listening to, which is a really, really long time to be listening to, like, one song only, but...
I do that as well.
What's the most recent one you've done it with?
Probably, you know, The Activist. I don't know if you listen to him.
He's,
like, a trap artist. But, like, I kind of just, like, whenever I latch onto a song that I like, I just, like, play it. Over and over until I can't listen to it like ever again.
I like really can't listen to that song ever again. But I didn't know what to play because I'm so not playlisted ever for these, and that was at the top of my last playlist I made, which I am so off now. But this playlist anyways that I am drawing all these songs from is the same playlist I drew songs from last week, and I'm hoping that by some grace of God or thing around me that I'm playing different songs. But this playlist is very much modeled after the Rose playlist. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's Fashion Line, they release playlists every month, and it's the playlist that they play in their store, and they're very good. They're very, very, very good. But this has my own stuff on it as well, like that song that just played, I Still Love You by Arthur Russell. Anyways, I think it's time for a PSA. So, as you know, on WMFO you have to read a PSA every hour, and this one is about fatherhood involvement. Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. Do you know that, Craig? They don't need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments. They can be special as well.
Okay.
They can be loud moments. They can be goofy moments. Or they can even be teaching moments. It doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty monumentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-FOR-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. This PSA was brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council at WMFO. To all the fathers out there that are listening, I hope you had your listening ears on and you were waiting a moment, taking a moment, having a moment, a loud moment, a quiet moment, a goofy moment, any of those things. Anyways, in honor of all the dads, here's a Bob Dylan song called It Ain't Me, Babe.
Go away from my window, leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I will only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who promised never to part, someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, someone who will die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go melt back in the night. Everything inside is made of stone. There's nothing in here moving, and anyway I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone who pick you up each time you fall, to gather flowers constantly, and to come each time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're far, babe.
Traveler home. And I wonder, do we recognize the tune? And times have been so lonesome for another human soul. I have cried and I have shouted to myself. I've turned from the west gate and I look to the east. I will await the coming dawn to welcome the traveler home.
Again, so the last few songs that I played were I'm Going Away by Elizabeth Cotton, which was showed to me by Alex, the Fibers teacher, at the SMFA, which was very, very great of him. Shout out to Alex. And then Mercury by Heidi Berry, which is a song that I think Heidi Berry is the most underrated person to ever come out of 4AD. She's amazing. If you Google a picture of her, she kind of looks like Bella Hadid, which I think should make more people want to listen to her because it means she has a pretty perfect face, genetically. And she is like kind of from the 90s, who's on this Mortal Coil a lot. She's saying on You and Your Sister, Me and My Sister, if you are familiar with any of this Mortal Coil's music. And she sang on Till I Gain Control, she sang on Till I Gain Control Again by this Mortal Coil, which is a cover of an insanely amazing Emmylou Harris song. And she only has 3,000 listeners, monthly listeners on Spotify, which is 1,000 less than she had last year when I gave this exact same spiel and she had 4,000. So obviously I'm doing something very wrong in the way that I'm promoing her. So someone has to listen that isn't me. And so this is my desperate plea out to anyone who's listening to this silly, really bad show to please listen to Heidi Berry. And that was Mercury by Heidi Berry. That's all I kind of have to say about her. I don't know what I'm going to play next, though. So, Craig, can you tell a story? Well, can you tell me something interesting? a fun fact.
I was... Sorry, I keep forgetting to talk into the mic.
He has a radio show and he doesn't really use mics.
Because I am talking with Alan usually, so...
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I only do, like, the intro and then I, like, tap out.
Okay, well, I try and be as horribly annoying as possible, so...
No, yeah, this is a lot of...
Yeah.
This is... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, a fun fact about me. I am related to Miss Universe from 2017.
What degree of relation?
Like distant, like cousin. And
first cousin or?
I'm not good with like the gen. I think like first cousin.
Okay.
But like, so like she had an affair with like one of my relatives. So it was like we're related through like bastard uncles.
Oh. Kind of. Wow. But yeah,
that's my go-to fun fact whenever.
That's a really crazy fun fact.
A teacher asks me about it.
Whenever a teacher asks you.
Like for like the class intros and stuff.
How old were you when you started saying this in your class intros?
I only like realized that I should start saying it like in like college, like
because I was gonna say, imagine being a fifth grader and being like, actually, 2017 Miss Universe is tangentially related to me because we have the same bastard uncle.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy to be saying as like a. And that's not how old fifth graders are.
It would have been at the time of her winning too.
So that like would have been drama.
I was,
because I'm sure that in 2017, all your friends were eagerly watching the Miss Universe pageant.
Yeah, always.
Anyways, I have a song figured out. So
perfect.
This is "Dream Baby Dream" by Suicide, which is probably the most played song on this show. Let's be honest.
That flame burning, baby. Yeah, you gotta keep that flame burning forever, baby. on, baby, keep the dream burning. Dreams that keep you free, baby. Yeah, you gotta make them dreams come true. Oh, keep them dreams burning, baby. Yeah, yeah, keep them dreams burning forever. Oh, dream, baby, dream, baby.
Just
again. This is going to be the last time I speak on air for tonight. Anyways, again, this is Allie, and you're listening to Sauerkraut Sauerkraut on 91.5 FM, WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The past few songs we played were Keep Holding On by Snow Strippers was the last one, Good Things on the Way by Nomac, Followed the Ocean by Grouper, 1250 and 1251 by The Strokes in reverse chronological order. This last song from me and Craig is Fires in Heaven, because Craig listened to a different Salem album when he was in his quote-unquote Crystal Castles.
Yeah, King Knight, I think.
Yeah, this isn't from King Knight. This is from Fires in Heaven. This is Fires in Heaven from Fires in Heaven. Please enjoy the final song of our show, my show, our show for tonight, and tune in next week when I will be here again, like always.